spring has sprung.
That's true.
Here in the Midwest.
That's true.
And you know what that means?
Outdoors.
Allergies.
Oh, that too. This is a bit.
Not really. No, this is not a bit.
That was a bit.
No, I mean, a little bit, but.
Little bit. Small bit.
But it was going to happen one way or another.
Correct.
I needed that.
Inevitable.
Yeah, spring has sprung, and now it's time to live outside for 3 days until I have defeated the allergies, and then I'm good the rest of the year.
Big.
Yes, yes, yes. How about you, Matt? You deal with allergies?
They aren't
besides
right now,
nuts?
But, yeah, no nuts for me, but no, the outdoors aren't currently hitting me. They sometimes do. I think it usually happens around this time where I get a really bad like sinus infection,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't happened yet, so.
All right. Time will tell.
Yeah. I'll report back next week, and I'll sound like
yes.
death.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, I probably won't die. I'm just saying, like, I sound pretty bad.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope you stay in good health, Matt.
Hey,
yep.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that, man. I hope, uh-huh. you,
yeah,
I hope
yeah.
you get better too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Social media.
Twitter is @LoserQPod.
@LoserQPod, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on Twitter.
MySpace too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spotify, Store, Apple
yep.
Podcasts.
Apple.
Spotify, give us 5 stars.
Yeah, as many stars as you can.
Give us 10 stars. And then Apple, leave us a good rating.
Yeah, album soon. Eventually.
Uh-huh. Send your things to our email.
Yep. sadsmadbadbloods@gmail.com.
Easy.
A lot of League of Legends has been taking place.
Yes.
Maybe too much.
I've watched a lot, but I don't think I've watched enough. Does that make sense?
I don't think that makes sense.
No?
I think enough is whatever you watched.
Okay. It's more that's coming from more of like a FOMO thing than a, you know, than a than a, you know, I should be watching more kind of mindset.
Sure, I guess I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't miss out on anything though. What if the games weren't good? What if you didn't see anything?
True, there were some that weren't good.
That's correct. There's a couple recently that weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if you didn't miss anything like bad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know exactly what you mean.
It didn't matter, more than likely.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
we're gonna talk about all those games, even the ones that don't matter.
Yes. Let's start. I got a piece of information from our region, the North American
yep,
region.
I was gonna say you gotta specify where we're at, Dan.
Let me find it. It's about C9, and them dropping X Mythy.
He's gone.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Here it is. Yeah, I mean, he was clearly the problem towards the end of their split and not their top laner. That's what I know for sure. they should do more to keep making Fudge better. Bring in another coach, because the one constant in their failure has not been the head coach.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
It's been Fudge, but mm-hmm. I think the next head coach will change that.
We know both of those answers. Reaper is going to be the C9 summer coach.
Summer coach.
And then top laner Thanatos is supposed to join.
Oh, So I just talked all that shit about fudge and he's gone.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm happy.
Matt said that's a dub.
That is a dub.
I wonder what like these teams like constitute as a reason to get rid of their coach. Like, is it all like around draft? Is it like, you know, practice and scrim ideologies? Like, I don't know. I don't understand why they got rid of X Smithy.
I don't fully understand either. Maybe maybe he just felt like the team should go in a different direction, and they were like, yeah, you know what? Why don't we
gonna do this?
Get rid of you. Why don't you become unemployed? Okay.
That's probably the craziest part.
And then they unemployed him.
Yes. So this player that's joining Thanatos, I guess he's been all the talk of the town. I don't know. I've seen a bunch of stuff about a lot of hype around this guy being really good. So
yeah,
he'll probably come to NA and maybe perform. Yeah, Korea.
Yeah, he'll be fine. And then he'll suck. Yep. It's just how it goes. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some small glimmer of hope for the region, and then just all around nothingness after like a month, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it'll just go back to the same thing.
Yep.
I love League of Legends.
I love League of Legends. It's my hobby, passion even.
All right.
Anyways,
should we move?
A month. Yeah, let's move.
Truth. Well, I played a couple ARAMs with Brandon like a couple weeks ago, but that was it.
That's crazy. You played ARAMs with Ben and didn't even ask me if I wanted to play.
Brandon.
You're actually fake. I'm pretty sure.
Brandon.
I'm calling you out, Dan. I'm calling you
out.
That's fake. That's,
okay.
You're not a real one.
I'm real, Matt.
Nope.
I'm right here.
Nope. I can't see
like,
you.
I'm not like your washing machine.
This is ChatGPT, Danny.
What's the Twitter one? Grok or something?
Grok.
I'm gonna be that one. It's actually my Neuralink speaking for me.
I don't think you get to pick here. I'm the one who is making up what you are because you're not fucking real.
I'm picking. So this is some Ex Machina shit.
You're what? You're sentient?
Yep.
Damn, you're basically a human.
I'm real. Basically.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, do you have any questions for me this week, Dan?
Let's see. Okay. So I'm seeing Civil War tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I don't know like anything about the movie.
Sure.
But if there were two sides, who are the two sides? You know, like in their last Civil War it was the North and the South.
Sure.
In like a real life Civil War, what are the sides?
Like if it were to happen today, like in our society?
Yeah.
It'd probably just be like Republicans. I don't want to get political. I don't want to do this.
We're not going to talk about politics.
It's going to be furries versus like literally everyone who's not a furry. How about that?
What
the modern day Civil War is going to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be the gamers versus the non-gamers.
What about like incels versus non-incels?
yeah. Okay.
That's what the actual Civil War would be like.
What side do you think is coming out on top?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a brutal battle that, it wouldn't be a battle. It's going to be a brutal war. and there will be many casualties. And I won't care either way.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to see.
What side would you be on?
Huh? Neither.
Neither.
Spectator.
What if you have to pick a side? Like.
Nope.
They're like, if you don't pick a side right now, you're dead. Gun to your head.
Gun to your head. Hold the trigger.
Please. You can't. Hard mode, you can't kill yourself.
Hard mode, I can't kill myself? Jar Jar Binks meme all over again. That's tough. I choose to look and sound like Jar Jar Binks. Finally. That's a cut.
That's good. All right, the hardest mode ever. You also can't be Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no.
Kind of boxing in here.
Can't kill myself. Can't look like Jar Jar Binks. Have to choose between being an incel and a normal human being. That's a tough one. Yeah, I'll go with being an incel.
Wow. Wow. Indoors is the life.
Is that what incel is?
I don't know. I think it's a part of their
It's definitely
their shtick.
Yeah, their yeah. Stereotype.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, pick the funniest answer.
When in doubt, pick the funniest answer.
Just
or kill yourself.
That, like, but you can't kill yourself.
If you can.
You can't kill yourself and you cannot look or sound like Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, well, if you can kill yourself.
Always do
that's
that.
That's usually... Yes.
You heard it here first.
All right, you got any questions for me, Matt?
How?
How?
What games do we want to talk about? That's my question for you, Dan. How do we want to start this off? You want to start off?
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yes, Europe.
Europe.
All right.
We watch League of Legends from there.
True. I yes, we do.
Yeah.
Let's see. The first game I watched, I'm trying to think where we left off at.
I think we left off at Fnatic versus
Lower Bracket round 1?
No. It was Lower Bracket round 2.
I have that game still on here.
I think you may have whiffed. I'm almost positive you did, cuz I think that I know that G2 BDS was set up as the final. I think we had Vitality versus MAD that was, like, ready to go, and Fnatic.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure these hadn't happened. These have happened now, but I think that they were the games that were going to happen the weekend following that previous episode.
Okay.
We are.
Which one?
We can.
It's like I heard you, and then I didn't pick up any of it.
Vitality and Mad Lions, Koi, and Fnatic and Heretics first, and then we can kind of snowball.
Fnatic's
Heretics.
Bar.
Correct. That's bar. Anyways, I don't know which one of these took place. Which one comes up in your notes first, Dan?
I didn't watch one of them, so
okay. Which one
I don't
did
know.
Not watch.
Vitality versus Mad Lions.
I did watch that one, and it was a 2-0 for Team Vitality. Mad Lions, Koi, not making the run we thought they would, thankfully.
They were destined.
They were not destined. Thankfully, they were destined to lose, so they were destined. But
yes.
Yeah, they lost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Fnatic versus Team Heretics.
Yeah, I think that this Mad Lions team, they didn't really show it in the regular season for me to be able to carry their confidence from the last split and make a deep run.
Yeah.
You know, in the split that really matters, which is this split where you go to MSI.
Right.
China. So China. So yes, expected, but you know, yep.
Nothing else to say. Team's gone. Don't want to talk about
them. Fnatic Heretics.
Fnatic Heretics.
This is another best of three.
Correct.
Game one, Fnatic did not look like Fnatic. I think that they got outdrafted. I think they played bad. I thought Heretics looked really well, looked really good, and what's his name? Zyru. I think he played really well this game. And then I think the next two games, it's just like Fnatic, like, do a 180 flip and they're, like, chilling again.
Yep.
So, so they win the next two games, after they find their mojo. And that's it. Team Heretics out. Hate to see that.
Yeah, I think we both kind of saw this coming to an extent,
mm-hmm.
because we knew what this was all leading to as soon as mm-hmm. we saw the bracket, unfortunately. So
yes,
it's inevitable, and we'll mm-hmm. talk about that in a bit, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just kind of go over the lower bracket up until we can't. So do you want to just talk about Fnatic versus Vitality?
Yeah. Let's do it. Did I watch this one?
Best of five.
Panic vs. Vitality. I watched the first two games.
I don't remember who won game one. I want to say it was Vitality, wasn't it?
It was Vitality. Yeah. I think this all came down to draft if this first game.
Yeah. I think that Fnatic actually, at least from what I can recall, I think they lost every game one that I watched them play this past weekend.
Yeah.
Or this current weekend, I think we're on. Because I think this game was this Thursday, no? Or was that last weekend that they played
Fnatic? Might have been. I don't remember either.
It's all kind of blended together for me. But they really...
Yeah, I think it was last weekend.
And I think that maybe that gives them some kind of chip on their shoulder. When they lose the first game, they're like, we'll just win the rest of them. And they did.
Yeah.
they did that. They won the series 3-1. I don't think this was particularly close.
Mm-hmm.
Game 2, I remember being somewhat close. But 3 and 4, I remember being Fnatic stomps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Vitality made a deeper run than I thought they would, even though it was only like, what, they won two games in the loser's bracket?
Yeah.
Or one game in the loser's bracket.
Kind
of unimpressive, but I kind of thought this team was buns because I think Hilly is a sprinter, and they exceeded my expectations of not even making playoffs. So
yeah, I think that bot lane's like a coin flip.
100%. Sometimes is a very solid AD carry player, and sometimes he's trying to out sprint Hilly. It's
yes,
crazy.
Yes, literally. I think top and jungle are usually pretty consistent. I think video is kind of also in that coin flip area.
Yeah. I think he has some really good games, and then his lows look real bad. Photon,
real low.
I think is the best player on this team by far.
Yeah.
Like, just from a consistency standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There was a game they almost won. I think it was game four. They almost brought it back just off of him, like 1v9ing like two different fights. But he could not escape his sprinter AD carry and support. And, It was too much to overcome for him. So
free him.
Yeah, free him. So that puts Fnatic in the lower bracket finals to play against the loser of G2 Team BDS. So in the upper bracket finals, we do have G2 versus Team BDS. That game took place this past Friday, I believe.
Yes.
What do you want to say about this one? Did you watch this?
Yes, I did. Game one and game two, I didn't take very detailed notes, but game one, G2 won, game two, BDS win. Now, game three, did you watch this series?
I watched the whole series, yeah.
This game three was like, I mean, G2 like absolutely shit stomp.
Yeah.
BDS.
Not close.
Not at all.
Nope.
And I mean, like, BDS were like running it. They were just like forefunning. They were like, get me out of this fucking game. If they could have FF, they would have.
Sometimes you gotta just wonder if they should.
Yes.
Like just AFK and Fountain or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom breaks like, for all.
Literally. Did G2 do that lane swap thing this game?
Wasn't that the first game?
Oh yes, it was the first game, yeah.
Yeah. I think that was just kind of like them being kind of funny. That was a very strange start to the entire series. Just like, I think that was the same game, right, where they lane swapped and like Volibear like had like a flank. They got like two kills, and then like Lebrov like invaded the like the level one of the jungler. It was very, very strange start.
Yeah, it's but that stuff's going on like all over. I know.
Yeah, no, I think
Ninjas in Pajamas did it, like, first, I think they may have done it towards the end of the regular season, or it was, like, first couple rounds of their playoffs.
Yeah.
And G2 said, fuck it, we're gonna try it too, so.
Yeah.
And see how it goes. Which, I mean, it got them the dub. But I don't think that strat is, like, crazy good or like ensures that you win a game.
No, I agree. I think it's just something that might catch your opponent off guard every now and then.
Yeah.
And it makes them have to like kind of move around, and if they're not expecting it, they might miss out on some stuff. I think it's an interesting strategy, and I like to see it used.
I do too. Anything I think if they don't respond, if they don't like respond right, and they kind of into it in the early game, then it could be like kind of game over too. Like, it can be that bad if they're just free to do whatever. Anyways, this game four was a closer game, but G2 end up winning, and they win the series and move on to the finals.
Correct. So it'll be G2 versus the winner of Fnatic and Team BDS. I wonder who will win this one.
This was the one I did not watch.
Okay, so the first game, Fnatic gets stomped. And again, that's kind of just how it has been for Fnatic in this lower bracket.
They
really don't win game ones. It's pretty funny. And like I said, they come back and they just start winning. But they decided to lose game two just to make it seem like
I think I caught part of this game too.
Yeah, it was another shellacking. They got really dominated. BDS I thought looked really good actually, but at game 3, 4, and 5, they didn't look nearly as good. Adam kind of got hard camped, and they made him a non-factor.
Yes.
Which I'm kind of surprised, because I actually felt like Adam was...
What did he play? Ah, fuck, what was he playing?
He was on Darius one of the games. He played Yasuo in one of the games that they won. He played Rumble. The games that they lost, he was on Rumble, Kaisante? And something else. I don't remember.
Yeah.
He was on Dar, I think, in one of them as well.
He was
on Dar in the last one. And, of course he goes to Dar in game 5 and looks worse than he does on, like, every other champion that he's played.
It's always funny.
He had some, like, really solid games on, like, actual champions, too, throughout the entire series.
Yeah.
And even against G2, I thought he looked good on, like, other champions, like real champions, and
you're just like please,
he was doing it for the most part, but he went back to the Darius, and I'm pretty sure it was game 5, and it's bad.
Just
didn't look good. He got camped. He got stomped. I think he soloed. There was a moment where he soloed Oskarin, but he had a bleed stack on him, and he, like, chased him under his tower. He chased him under Oskarin's tower with no minions, and he tanked the tower and died to it when I think Oskarin would have bled out anyway, but he chased him under it to, like, secure the kill, to, like, try and, like, actually last hit him. But he bled out anyway. I don't know. It was... This guy's something. I know.
I don't think he's that good.
Better than Fudge, maybe. I think it might be safe to say he's better than Fudge. I think I gotta cut him some credit.
I'd probably say that.
Yeah, better than Fudge. So, anyways, Fnatic win this one 3-2 game.
Yes.
So that sets
G2 Esports Fnatic final.
Who's excited?
Inevitable.
Show of hands. I
think this is also a lot different than what it was, you know, in previous times.
I don't care.
Feels like the same G2, but different Fnatic.
Sure.
But Fnatic always come in as the underdog every single time.
That's correct. It's because they're not good.
Correct.
They're never going to be as good as G2 because they don't have caps.
They don't. Yes. That's. Yep.
Yep.
That series goes on today, right now, actually.
Yeah, literally happening as we speak.
But we will be, you know, speaking about it the next episode when it's over.
Correct. Tune in next time.
Europe. Let's go LPL.
Hit me with it, Dan. I didn't get to watch any LPL, so you're gonna catch
I watched
a lot of games, speedrun it.
I've only watched it two. Okay. I watched two series. Hey, there was so many.
Yes.
And I was so I put, like, the LPL stream on when I was in bed, and that's, like, the worst idea ever, because I just fall asleep.
Yeah, it's night time.
Yeah, so I watched. I mean, should we go through the rest of these before we get to the games that I watched?
Just to set up what happened?
Yeah.
I don't feel a need to. I think we can. Okay. I think we can sum up whatever you watched, or we can sum up what happened to get to whatever you watched. Just by saying who is playing. Mm-hmm. I think that'll work.
All right. So I've got LNG versus Weibo Gaming. Game one. Weibo kind of messed up. LNG. Weibo had Ashe on their team, and she got to that point where it's like she can just perma W, and it's like the most annoying thing ever. So that's a big reason why they were able to win, because it's just like perma slow for the enemy team. Mm-hmm. Game two, Weibo lose early, and then they're able to kind of find some ways to get in. They snowball and they win the game.
Yep.
And then game three, which I've been seeing this a lot kind of everywhere, a lot of double ADCs. So either in the mid or I saw Varus top.
Yeah, that has gained some popularity, I think, more in solo queue than anything funny.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously, like, we've seen some Vayne top, which, you know, has been around for a while. But there's also a Blaze jungle.
I feel like that's not like a out of the ordinary. I think that got some popularity like middle of winter split for a lot of people, or for LEC, and like even LPL played it. I don't think that's like abnormal.
It was my first time seeing it.
Really?
Yeah. So I was very confused.
I think you're just misremembering it, because it was definitely popular in the LEC last winter.
Maybe.
I think it was even like maybe. It was considered a prio pick for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah. LNG win this one. Mm-hmm. And then LNG win the next one also. So that brings us to a game five, and Weibo end up winning out the series and moving on. And knocking LNG out, which LNG was the higher seed also.
Correct.
And then that will set us up for, let's see, what was the next one I watched? The next one I watched was Ninjas in Pajamas versus JDG. So this is way up the fucking
JDG,
the line.
I'm sorry, I'm not...
Oh, that's Beijing JDG, Jim Dong Gaming. Intel Esports Club.
Thank you.
I
understand what team you're talking about.
Yes. Good.
Very thank.
This one also goes five games. Ninjas in Pajamas do the lane swap top, but they get a lead and they just kind of like throw it. And I was like, you guys like literally had this game won if you just like didn't throw it. So, So even with that throw, they are able to find another way to get back into the game, and then they just do the same thing again. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Missing in Yigao, they pop off this game, and they're really the reason why they win. I think Yigao was, it might have been Ari or Azir, but like he was just making plays everywhere, and it was his big reason why they won. Game two, Ninjas in Pajamas with Susan top. For those of you who don't know, that's Nasus.
That's
Nasus. that dude was fucking stacking, and I think if this game went like maybe five minutes longer, then I think Ninjas in Pajamas would have won it. Instead, Ninjas in Pajamas decide to full engage on the tank support and just lose the fight. So Susan was unable to scale, and JDG win. So this puts JDG up 2-0. So the Pajamas have to reverse sweep. So game three, they've got a little lane swap again. Rookie kind of carries this game in the mid lane, and there's no more int from Ninjas in Pajamas, and they are able to win. So, game four. This is the right one. It says it went 5 games, but I only had 4 games.
It did go 5 games.
Did I miss one?
You must have missed one.
I have, let's see, 1, 2, maybe I missed game 4. How did I miss game 4?
It happens. Maybe you missed game 1. What if you missed game 1?
Maybe. I was watching it on the stream, so I'm like, how did I miss it? but anyway, oh no, I was watching it on, I was watching a cage replay of it. Anyways, last game, Ninjas in Pajamas throw again, JDG win. So, we've got, wow. There's so many fucking games here.
Yeah, why don't we just talk about what the finals is, and I think that's enough.
So when we get to after like the first round stuff, where like 1, 2, 3, like the first like 3 rounds are all like bye rounds and whatnot for the higher seed teams. So once we get to the upper bracket round 1, then Bilibili versus Ninjas in Pajamas. Bilibili win this and send them to the game that I was just talking about, as Top Esports in Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club played Top Esports. Top Esports Shellac, Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club. And that's what sets up the game that I just talked about. And then up in the top lane, that sets up Bilibili versus Top Esports. And Top Esports lose that.
Correct.
And then go into the lower bracket and
lower bracket final. That would
yes.
Be the, yeah, against the winner of Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club and the Ninjas in Pajamas, which we just found out from Danny, was
true.
In fact Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club.
Yes.
So that sets up a rematch for Top Esports
yes.
to play against Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club, where they wound up losing to Top Esports 3-1 instead of 3-0.
Yes.
So
they got a little better.
Exactly. A little bit better. So that sets up Top Esports versus Bilibili Gaming Ping An Bank. So.
And does that mean no Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club at MSI?
Correct. Very, very disappointing for me because mm-hmm. I really love saying Beijing Jimjong Gaming Intel Esports Club.
Yes, yes. So that sets up a final of Top Esports and Bilibili.
Yep.
Bilibili. Which has not gone down yet.
No, I think that happens. I don't even know. It must happen next weekend if it didn't happen this morning.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully next weekend.
Yeah, it probably is next weekend. They probably have like, mm-hmm. a stadium show for
yeah.
it or something. So that'll be cool. We'll be there for that one.
All right.
We'll be there in person for that one.
That'd be great. Another. The next region,
East.
LCK, they have already played their final, but we're going to talk about all the finals next week. So
correct. But to lead up to this, the games that we didn't get to talk about were Gen G versus Hama Life Esports and T1 versus D plus Kia.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then
yes. Yes.
Game after that, but we'll talk about that after the fact. So
yeah.
The place first was Gen G versus Hama Life Esports.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a pretty good series, actually. Even though it was only 4 games, it felt like a very close series. I think
yeah.
this might have been one of the like closer 4-game series that I've watched in a minute.
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought Hanwha looked like a pretty serviceable team against what many think is the best team in the world. So, yeah, I don't have much else to say about that. I think
Viper played really well this.
Oh, yeah.
At least this. First game.
He's been by far their best player the entire playoffs, I think.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
not a slight towards anyone on that team even. I think he's just been that good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was not enough against Gen G. Can't 1v9 mm-hmm. against a team that has like 5 players who are arguably the best at their position. So
yeah. I think games 2 and 3, HLE got outdrafted both those games. And that kind of led to their demise.
Yeah, I don't remember the draft enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I actually have screenshots for it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of stopped doing them because I was like, haven't really been talking about the draft, so
I ain't gonna
no chance.
And then game 4, Chovy, you know, played like Chovy.
Yep, pretty good player.
Yes, yeah, he's all right.
Might be better than all right.
Yes. Then T1 versus D plus Kia.
Yep. This is This is not T1 versus D plus Kia of old.
No.
it was a 3-0 in favor of T1. I do think D plus Kia had some competitive games.
Yeah.
For the most part. But they did get 3-0'd still.
Yes.
I do think they threw game two.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think that it kind of felt like a regular old 3-0.
Yeah, I think game three was, you know, back and forth, but
maybe game three is the game I'm thinking of then.
Yeah.
I know one of them could have been very close.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that this was a win that T1 needed.
Correct.
Get their mojo, things back on track.
Not only that, but if they didn't win it, they would also be eliminated. So therefore,
and not go to MSI.
Correct. Can't have that. So that set up T1 versus Hanwha Life Esports. This is a rematch for T1 because T1 got 3-0'd by Hanwha like two weeks prior. So
yep.
Revenge. They did get their revenge. Did you watch this?
I could not watch this one.
I watched this one this morning actually. Got up extra early just to try and get it in. And I enjoyed it quite a bit actually. I think T1 looks very good once again. They definitely tried to throw it. They did throw it one game. Game two, I think they had pretty much locked up off of HLE actually throwing, and then they counter threw and gave HLE the chance that they needed, and they seized the moment and won that game, and then proceeded to lose the other two.
Hell yeah.
In not very interesting fashion, I would say. I think Zekka had a pretty rough series. I think Peanut has kind of just been slowly on the decline. I get why he gets put on these like super teams, but I don't know, man.
Not looking very super.
I don't think he has what it takes to get these teams over the mountain. I think you need to get someone else for this Hanwha team. I think they can be special regardless of who's there, and I think like if Peanut has his good games, you know, maybe it can do something. But those good games don't come as often as you'd like, so maybe you try and find someone who can have those good games more consistently.
Yeah.
To help your boy Viper and Zekka pop the fuck off. So anyways, that will set up surprise Gen G versus T1.
What?
Final. What? who would have seen this coming?
It's crazy. We've got Fnatic, G2, and Gen G T1.
Yeah. Two staples of finals.
And then C9, Team Liquid. Right? Yeah. No?
No.
Team Liquid Fly.
Team Liquid Fly.
Both. Never mind. That means nothing.
It means nothing. That's not a like a run back or anything.
Nope.
So that's it. That's all. Uh-huh. That's all League of Legends for now. Until next week, where we talk about more of it.
We've caught you up.
You've been caught up as much as we've been caught up.
And thankfully, that's only three series I have to watch.
Exactly. That's easy. I can do that.
Yeah.
I will do that.
I mean, I did a lot. I watched
a
lot.
It's only two, probably, because we won't even be able to talk about LPL because it probably takes place that Sunday, the following Sunday.
God, that would be awful.
Yeah. You know what? We're dragging this out over 2 weeks.
Fuckers.
We're going to have filler.
All right.
Speaking
send
of filler,
it.
What else we got, Dan?
We got to list five things.
Correct.
Five things in a rated order.
Correct. Preferably something fun. Because otherwise, it's... what's the point? Like, what if we like seriously named five things, like something that's like not funny? You know what I mean? Like,
let's do it.
What would we even do though? Like, what? Top five worst things currently going on in your life. That was supposed to get a laugh. You blew your nose right when I was waiting for my laugh. That's That's my number one.
Let's see.
That was a joke. I'm just trying to throw anything out there. I know, there's just so many options. So many different things you could choose from.
Man, thinking's hard.
It can be, at times. I usually just don't, personally.
Alright, I'm just gonna sit here and not think.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I am most of the time we're recording, honestly. I don't think before I say anything, period. And I definitely don't do it when I'm recording. Because I like to give the people the unfiltered thoughts, you know?
Yes. All right, sounds like this top five is in the fucking dirt.
It might be. Top five things we could talk about that we aren't going to.
Okay.
Five, politics.
Fuck, that was mine. All right.
No, we can share our number five.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's mine.
That's your number five. Okay. Perfect.
Number four.
Hit me with yours.
Probably religion. Those are the two things you don't talk about.
With that, number four, religion. We're sharing a top five so far, man.
All right, you're number three, Matt.
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know. I feel like...
He's been stopped. It's a top two.
Those probably should be one and two.
Yeah, honest. Let's flip it.
Yeah, okay. So we started with one and two.
And we're back on three.
I just wanted to clarify that those are one and two. Uh-huh. And the other stuff's like probably not as bad. Disney.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There it is.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to talk to anyone about it. I don't want to talk to a kid about it. An adult? Definitely not an adult. That's it.
Let's see here. What's the top five?
What?
Things we don't want to talk about?
Yeah, what?
This top five.
There we go. Okay. Is that... I don't...
That was number four.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Sure, I'm with that. Number five. Really putting me on the spot here. The number five thing I don't want to talk about the most is movies that I don't think are good with a big following.
Movies you don't think... Can you give an example of one?
Interstellar.
Okay. That was the one we just talked about, yeah.
Correct, yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up. I just went with something off the dome. Once again, filtered.
That makes sense.
Dan, do you watch the Ultimate Fighting Championship?
The UFC? UFC 300 just happened.
It happened last night.
Nope, I didn't watch it.
The
restaurant I was in did not have it on, so I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I was hanging with a buddy. That's what I was doing last night. We watched it. And some very good fights. It went until like close to 1 o'clock. I think it finally wrapped up probably at 1 o'clock after all the interviews and whatnot. Almost every fight on the main card went the distance, which was...
Hell yeah.
And then the last fight was a knockout in the first round, which was the fight I was most excited for. It was Alex Pereira versus Jamal Hill. And
I mean, usually you're most excited for the last one.
Yeah, there were some really good fights, though. There was there was a really cool moment in the baddest motherfucker title fight between Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje. Max Holloway dominated every round up until the last round, where it was kind of just more of the same. He was dominating him. Just it was a pure striking fight more than anything. There was hardly any grappling.
Those are so good.
It was the best. That was. I think it might be one of the best UFC fights I've ever seen. And in the final 10 seconds, Max Holloway, who had nothing to lose because he had won every round prior to this except for maybe one, He said, he literally told his opponent, let's walk to the middle of the ring and just swing at each other. And they did exactly that. And no joke, with 1 second left, he knocked him out. Craziest thing I've ever seen. It was so great.
All right.
It was one of the best knockouts I've ever seen in my life. Definitely the best knockout I've seen live. That was so
nice. Might have to find a YouTube replay.
You absolutely should. I'd love to watch that with you as well.
That's pretty fucking sick.
It was so hard. He was pointed at the middle of the ring, and he said, come on. And they just duked it out, and he knocked it. It was so sick, bro.
That's crazy. That's how you end the baddest motherfucker.
Correct.
Like, a fight.
It's just like WWE scripted type shit, brother.
Yes.
I just felt the need to talk about that, because I'm still riding the high of that somewhat. That was.
I feel that. I feel that. I think I'm now riding a high of it, too.
Yeah, it was sick. So anyways, that's all I've got to talk about this week, Dan. Anything else from you?
No. Okay, maybe I do. Okay, so my girlfriend's daughter, she had her play this weekend, and we went to every show. It was Mary Poppins Jr.
Oh, nice.
And I know that shit like the back of my hand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
That's
like,
it.
No, like, what do you mean? Like, just because you saw the show a couple of times? Is that what you're saying?
We saw it every single time.
Right, how many times?
We saw it 3 times.
Okay. So you're saying, like, now you know it, or, like, you went into it knowing it?
I had never seen Mary Poppins before. I don't think I've watched a movie.
Me either.
A play or nothing.
Yeah. But now you know
it. And... yes, I do.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
Hell yeah.
It's cool. I like plays. Plays are sick.
Yeah, me too.
I want to go to more plays.
Hey, we're going to go to a play together. We're going to media review a play.
That'd be so hard.
I agree. We're doing it. We're going to have to go to Chicago for one. That'd be sick.
I think there's someone in Madison, Milwaukee also. So
true. I think Chicago could have bigger ones, though. But yeah, we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
We'll discuss it.
All right. Great plan. All right. Hard.
Hard. Plays? Hard. Knockouts? Hard.
Hard.
Losers top five? Yeah.
Hard. Done.
Done. Finito. Adios. That's a great way to end it. Well, I was about to disconnect from Discord instead of just ending it. All right. Bye, Danny.
Goodbye, Matt.